This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine podcast. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, and with me, Layla Mutin, our nutritionist in residence. And you can send your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. Fans of the radio show, we've had a couple of weeks of hiatus because 1 week I attended a conference and the next week was Easter Passover holiday. So we'll be back live on the radio next week, and then you can call the show directly, or you can email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Another way you can get questions to us that will be aired during the program is if you go to drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, but not on mobile devices, only on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the page will appear a little box that you can click on, and it will afford you an opportunity to record a question. And your question will be then edited for brevity and content, and we'll air it during my weekly radio program, and I'll answer the question on the air. So a lot of ways you can get questions to us. So what's our next question, Lila?
Okay, we've got an email from Judy. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I'm currently taking warfarin, which is Coumadin, and I'm wondering if there would be any interaction if I took L-theanine for anxiety.
Okay. So she's worried about the interaction.
Yeah. I've looked, and L-theanine in and of itself is not interacting.
Mm-hmm. So really, why there's a question, you know, it's like, why do you pick out of the blue theanine, you know? And the reason being is that theanine is a derivative of tea, and tea does have a vitamin K content. So the two things that could mess you up with green tea extracts or theanine, which is a derivative of tea, are, one, the caffeine content, so you want to decaffeinated. Obviously, you don't want caffeinated theanine because on the one hand, you get the calming effect and a little bit of a stimulatory effect. So pretty much the caffeine's out. And then the vitamin K is also probably negligible. And so you're not going to neutralize your Coumadin.
Right. And the thing being is when you take Coumadin, also known as warfarin, you want to make sure that you take a consistent amount of vitamin K daily, not too much, not too little, little, but a consistent amount.
Right.
And that can help with keeping the INR where it should be.
Right. The proton. There's the same word thing. The INR, is a proton. And that gets measured regularly in patients who take Coumadin to keep it at roughly 2 to 2.5 times normal to thin the blood. Yeah. So, you know, probably little danger that you're going to go into the danger zone inadvertently, because every time you add a supplement or change your diet, you know, you have a couple of weeks to assess the effects on your on the degree to which Coumadin is thinning the blood.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So actually I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. The subject was, is your Coumadin killing you?
Kinda yes.
One of those clickbait titles. But the idea being is that Coumadin is a vitamin K blocker, and it neutralizes vitamin K. Vitamin K also neutralizes Coumadin, but when you neutralize Coumadin, I'm sorry, when you neutralize vitamin K, you increase your risk for cardiovascular disease and osteoporosis. So that's a conundrum for people who are on blood thinners. They may be the very self-same people who need support for heart disease. You know, by virtue of the fact they're taking Coumadin, they probably have some sort of circulatory problem. And they tend to be older and hence more prone to osteoporosis. So the idea is that we may want to give them some vitamin K, even though it's considered taboo or strictly contraindicated, but it has to be done carefully, preferably under the guidance of a nutritionally oriented practitioner. I won't necessarily say an MD, because if someone came to see you, and you would say, you would coordinate very carefully with their doctor and say, well, we want to add a little bit of MK7. We're going to start with a really low dose, and then we'll see what your pro time looks like next time. And if you tolerate it, fine, you will increase. Or alternatively, if you need, in order to take your vitamin K, a little higher dose of Coumadin, then you can ask your doctor to adjust your a dose of Coumadin accordingly. So it's that is not something that, unless you are yourself a experienced nutritionally oriented health practitioner, something that you want to do on your own.
Right, right. Okay. Judy, I hope you feel less anxious soon. Okay.
There's a lot of things to worry about in this supplement field, right?
You know, it's interesting. Over the holiday weekend, the Easter Passover weekend, I was with some relatives who have now, you know, college age children. Some are even younger. Some are even, and I recall one of the mothers saying that she's seeing more and more anxiety in this age group than ever before. Than ever before. Yeah. And, you know, when you talked about social media just earlier in part one, I think that has everything to do with it. You know, well, we're even getting phone calls of young people with anxiety, and they want to come in and see us. And it could be a factor.
Well, I had an interesting experience over Passover. Is, you know, they call me sometimes for medical advice or nutritional advice. And because some of the people were aware that we contributed a chapter to Integrative Sexual Health, the new Andrew Weil book, you know, he was concerned about sexual performance. And so we had a a consult about natural support for optimal sexual functioning right there at the Passover dinner table. so we're gaining I don't know if you got grilled about that. You're probably maybe less likely.
But no, it was just very interesting, the whole the prevalence of anxiety more and more in young people, people who are more anxious, more depressed, and what the devil is going on here. And it's like, ah.
I didn't think that anybody could be more anxious than I was when I was a kid, but I guess that's it's possible.
All that angst when we're children and teenagers and all of that, you know, you couldn't pay me money to be 14 again or 16 again or anything.
Well, you know what, what's interesting is, I, you know, we're way off topic here, but I there's actually sort of in inverse proportion to your, if you peek out at, you know, say 14 or 15, you're like the most popular kid in class. You know, you're the, you know, the lead cheerleader, or you're the top, you know, high school athlete. You actually probably have a lower likelihood of mental health when you're in your 60s than someone like myself, who is the school nerd, you know, because, because you peak too early. You know, this is a, it's kind of a well-known phenomenon, is that, if you're experiencing your heyday in high school, it may be, you know, downhill from there on out. You know, you build up some very high expectations of adoration and success and social acumen. And then, you know, life doesn't endlessly deliver. And, you know, maybe... You know, that's what I tell when I see, you know, a lot of our younger patients who are anxious. I say, well, if you're 22 and you're not anxious, maybe something's wrong with you, because, you know, you haven't established your career. You haven't established, you know, your identity as a person. You haven't established your, you know, the most important aspect or a very important aspect of life, which is you haven't found your soulmate likely for your lifetime. And, you know, that creates a lot of instability and anxiety, you know, so what else is new?
Right.
I mean, things should settle down by the time you're 35 or 40. I mean, you have other things to worry about, but, you know.
Wow. Fascinating. Yeah. Fascinating stuff.
Yep.
All right. We have an email from Don. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. Is there something wrong with ascorbic acid? One doctor says it's not the real vitamin C and it doesn't convey the benefits of getting vitamin C from food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is something to be said from, you know, I always like to say, you get your nutrition from food first.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you should be getting it.
Right.
And then, of course, follow up with your supplements, take your supplements, all of that kind of thing. But the supplements are not the cure for a bad diet.
Right.
So the thing about vitamin C is, of course, the matrix of food may offer more of, indeed that, the matrix of. It could be the other other flavonoids like the rutin, the hesbedrin, all of that,
mm-hmm.
which are a part of. And you could also get that with the ascorbic acid supplement.
Right.
Because they will contain.
So when they say they're with bioflavonoids, with vitamin C, with bioflavonoids. But the question is, and you know, I think I know the answer, but you're the nutritionist, is that ascorbic acid or ascorbate.
Ascorbate.
You know, if you get, like, say, pure ascorbate crystals, mm-hmm. is that bioidentical to what you're going to get from a fruit or a vegetable? I mean, the actual chemical composition of that, I think it is the same.
I think it is the same, too. Yeah.
Yep.
The ascorbic acid.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not – what is different, though, is the ability to have really high doses. So you'd have to eat, mm-hmm. like, a lot of oranges or, you know –
a barrel of strawberries.
Right.
A bushel of red peppers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
and then for, of course, intravenous vitamin C is actually unnatural. It's using mm-hmm. vitamin C as a medication because the levels are so much higher than you would obtain from diet. It's mm-hmm. actually used medicinally there for, say, cancer or for an infectious disease like mono or hepatitis or the flu. Okay. So, you know, this kind
and
of goes.
And Don is also asking what vitamin C, what, in what form is it that's used in an IV or something like that?
A sodium ascorbate.
And, yeah, sodium ascorbate. Mm-hmm. And when it's used in an IV, it has to also, because it's going into the vein, it needs to be buffered
mm-hmm.
with some bicarb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So it,
yeah.
you get a certain amount of sodium with that.
Right.
But hopefully not. That's why somebody with kidney failure really shouldn't be or congestive heart failure. You have to be careful when you give them very high doses of vitamin C because it's a lot of sodium. It's a lot of fluid. It could put them into fluid overload or it could damage the kidneys.
Mm.
So we have to be careful about that.
So, Don, there is nothing wrong with ascorbic acid. And, you know, get it from your food. Get it from your supplements.
Mm-hmm.
It's helpful.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, I take about 2,000 milligrams of, I'm just looking at my supplement now on my coffee table here. It's vitamin C as ascorbic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And I take about, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams a day mm-hmm. with my food.
Right. I take a similar amount.
Yeah.
And some people may mm-hmm. say, well, why don't you take 10, 12, 15, you know, like Linus Pauling? And the answer is because I think that studies now suggest that the threshold for absorption of vitamin C mm-hmm. is about a gram to maybe
yeah.
to up to 2 grams at a time. And beyond that, it just doesn't get absorbed. Now you might say, well, what about the intravenous? Well, that is going past your digestive tract into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to maintain high levels of vitamin C through the day, say if you got a cold or something, you know, you might take a gram, you know, 6 or 8 times a day, you know, just,
yeah.
you know, just to keep the levels high if your stomach tolerates it.
Yeah. Okay. I hope that answers your question, Don. Thank you for the email. All right. We have a question. Do we have time for a question?
Well,
let's
we
see here.
Yeah, no, we're good. Oh, let's actually, we have time.
Mm-hmm.
for something really important, which is to allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. So, here goes. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. And now back to Layla Budin with another question. Oh.
Yes, we have an email from Marianne. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I'm a 57-year-old menopausal woman. Would a small dose of 5 or 10 milligrams of pregnenolone be a good way to replenish low hormones? As the mother hormone, I read that the wisdom of the body could use the pregnenolone where most needed. I am gaining weight like crazy, even though low carb with intermittent fasting and exercise. I would love to try DHEA or pregnenolone, but the warnings are on them are a little scary. I have a history of uterine fibroids. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and God bless you for all you do.
Okay, so what, you know, for our listening audience, you know, pregnenolone is kind of high up in the synthesis chain where it breaks down into DHEA, mm-hmm. and then DHEA in turn can break down into some testosterone or some estrogen. So with regard to the fibroids, there is the potential for pregnenolone. Some of the downstream byproducts of pregnenolone to augment levels of
estrogen,
you know, which yeah. is, which is, however, it's very variable, and I'm not particularly worried about that even with DHEA, which is further down the stream towards estrogen and testosterone. You know, I think that DHEA is a safe supplement for most men and women to take. I mean, certainly if you have active prostate cancer or active breast cancer or a high risk of breast cancer, maybe that's something to stay away from. But, you know, with the fibroids, I guess, you know, there's a potential now if this woman is postmenopausal, less likely to be a problem because the fibroids shrink anyway, right?
Well, in most cases, they're supposed to shrink, but I don't think that they always do. And the issue with Marianne is she's gaining weight like crazy.
Mm-hmm. And is
even though she's low carb. She's doing intermittent fasting. She's exercising. My question is, why is she gaining weight?
Right. And, you know, it may or may not have to do with pregnenolone. And I'm not sure that pregnenolone offers that many advantages in terms of weight loss. It does offer cognitive advantages in terms of, you know, its use in patients with dementia, memory, or even just optimizing mental performance. I mean, some of these self-hacked people, you know, like these Silicon Valley people want to be super smart. You know, they're playing around with all kinds of what are called nootropics, which are brain enhancing nutrients, you know, like huperzine and vinpocetine. You know, pregnenolone could be a mood and brain enhancing nutrient for them. So there's just not that many studies on it. It's used for fatigue, increasing energy, you know, and there's just a lot of potential benefits. I think we know a lot less about pregnenolone than we do about DHEA, for example, and we don't even know that much about DHEA.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is that pregnenolone is available over the counter. And usually when things are available over the counter, there's no drug company that's going to bother to fund multi-million dollar studies because they'll just say, well, then, you know, we'll publish the study and we won't make any money off it because we don't hold a patent on it. It's available in health food stores.
Yeah. Marianne, the first thing I would investigate is if you're eating the right way, you're doing intermittent fasting, you're exercising, you're gaining weight like crazy, you need a checkup.
And probably
need to check up
thyroid.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real concern.
Thyroid, something like that. Mm-hmm. The other question for Marianne would be, are you taking any possible medications that are making you more metabolically resistant to weight loss or some other thing? It requires a workup. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Marianne, thank you for your question.
We have time for another question, especially if it's brief.
Okay. Okay. Here's one. This is from Ray. My question is about the Zona Plus device for lowering blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm a 70-year-old male with dysautonomia and lifelong mitral valve prolapse, but without noticeable symptoms, apart from a strong heart murmur, ejection fraction is good. Am I one of those people who should avoid using the Zona Plus?
No.
What a very thorough question.
Actually, I've written a book on this subject. I think what the heart murmur is about is this is a gentleman who has mitral valve prolapse.
Yeah.
And some patients with mitral valve prolapse also have what's called dysautonomia, which means that they have kind of a rickety autonomic nervous system. Their blood pressure shoots up. Their blood pressure drops down low. They feel weak and dizzy. Their heart races.
The weak and dizzy gene. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, something like that.
What you wrote? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wrote a little book on mitral valve prolapse, which it's one of my most popular books. And, you know, I thought it was just going to be a little, you know, health food store, one of those little pamphlets that circulates around on the, Keats publishing rack in the health food stores. Well, you know, I still get royalties on that, and I still get email from all parts of the world. People read it and find it amazing and fascinating, and the key to understanding their strange symptoms. You know, what are the autonomic symptoms? Well, you know, weak and woozy, lightheadedness, heart racing, gastrointestinal symptoms like IBS.
Startle easily.
Yeah.
Maybe a pain or a tightness in the chest, which can be very scary for some people. Yeah.
You know, noise and light sensitivity. Very sensitive to medications, very sensitive to caffeine. You know, taking antidepressants sometimes don't work because they throw you for a loop. You know, these are pretty common in patients with dysautonomia. In fact, there's a Dysautonomia International, which is a great support group if you have dysautonomia, and they publish all kinds of research on the subject of dysautonomia, which is a mysterious disease. It's probably a collection of disorders. And so if you have dysautonomia, you want to tame your autonomic nervous system. Now, how do you do it? Well, exercise is great, but exercise in a graded, you know, kind of gentle fashion seems to work better than running marathons or pumping iron, you know, with 300-pound bench presses. So the Zona would seem to be ideal for that because it sort of trains the autonomic nervous system. And I think that's part of how the Zona works. It's a little device. It's a handheld device, and you squeeze it. Applying pressure. With
you alternate hands. Yeah.
Yeah. While watching the screen, and the screen gives you feedback as to whether you're applying the right amount of hand pressure. And what that does also is it vasodilates. There's a reflex vasodilation that occurs systemically. And part of what's happening in dysautonomia is that reflex vasodilation is screwy and haywire. And so if we can retrain that, I mean, it's thought that hypertension is a form of autonomic dysfunction, is that instead of relaxing, your blood vessels clamp down. And if you can retrain your autonomic nervous system, I think that's especially for someone who is maybe older and can't really exercise. I believe that yoga is very helpful for that too. But, you know, for someone who is older and maybe has some upper extremity weakness or stiffness or arthritis, it may be hard to hold a plank or do a downward dog. You know, that's great autonomic nervous system retraining.
Yes.
And, you know,
as is yogic breathing as well. Left nostril breathing, right nostril breathing.
Yeah, and the breathing, is very important, sure. But, you know, it's interesting. I swear to you, Layla, I have not checked my blood pressure, even though I have many blood pressure devices in the office. I don't think I've checked my blood pressure, since I got my pre-surgical physical for, you know, when I broke my hip, then they checked my blood pressure, of course, but I don't check it. So I decided, you know, I was going to investigate a device called the, it's called the Cardio, spelled Q-A-R-D-I-O, and it's hooked up to your mobile device, your iPad or your iPhone. And it's one of these new devices that's, you know, a checking device. I thought I'd get one and just play around with it. Mm-hmm. You know, invest the $99. And I was just pleased to see at 65, my blood pressure is pretty good. It's like, you know, 110 over 65. That's actually, some people might think that's a little low, but, you know.
No, that's actually perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's a youthful blood pressure. And I think part of it is the exercise and the yoga. You know, or maybe some element of good genes, but healthy eating.
The power of exercise for blood pressure can't be overstated, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah.
It just fixes a whole lot of things. Exercise does. So, yeah. So well, Ray could use the Zona Plus.
And, you know, what's nice about the Zona, and, you know, for listeners, by the way, they're a sponsor, as many of you know, they have a program where, you know, try it and see if it works for you. And then you know, if you don't like it or if it's not working for you, they have a trial period and you can just send it back. Say, I don't like it. Okay, fine. You know, they want to get it out to you. Their belief is that you'll try it, you'll like it, and they're willing to take a hit if you don't. They factor it into their marketing is that a certain percentage of people will say, no, I don't like it. I'm not, you know, enthused about using it. I can't get into the routine. Fine. Send it back.
Okay. So, okay. Ray, try the Zona Plus.
Absolutely. You know, it's, and by the way, I don't accept sponsors that I think are not credible. You know, I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for, you know, in a mercenary fashion. It's the product has to pass my high standards. And I really believe in the products that we, and in the sponsors that we have. They make really high quality products. And, you know, my marketing people, they know that, you know, they keep saying, well, these guys want to sponsor. And then, you know, most of the time I'll shoot them down saying, no, that's just not a reputable company. I can't get behind that. I don't want to turn my intelligent medicine listeners onto something that's going to disappoint them. So, you know, does it work for everyone? No. But is it, you know, a very plausible way to either reduce your blood pressure medication or completely get off it? And the answer is yes. And I'm not just saying it anecdotally. There are studies. There are 22 clinical studies that actually show that it's efficacious at lowering blood pressure. So the science is there, and the real world experience is there. So it's worth exploring.
Terrific. Thank you, Ray. Good luck to you.
And thank you, Layla, and good luck to you until next week.
Actually, yes. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Until early tomorrow morning when we meet in the office. Yes. We have a big patient load, I understand. So look forward to seeing you in action along with the patients who are going to come visit us here in our office in Manhattan. Thanks, folks, for joining us. Products that we mention, if you're having trouble finding them, go to drhoffman.com and click on Shop. And you'll be prompted to enroll in FullScript, which is a online dispensary where you can find a great assortment of products, literally thousands of products, many of which are hard to get. And you'll also see my recommendations. So please check it out. Thanks, Layla.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.